J.P. Moreland and Klaus Isler are both professors at Talbot School of Theology at Biola University in Southern California. Moreland is professor of philosophy, and Isler is professor of Christian education and theology. In 2006, NAV Press published a book they co-authored titled The Lost Virtue of Happiness, Discovering the Disciplines of the Good Life. On the back cover, the following statement is made. Authors J.P. Moreland and Klaus Isler illustrate how we are happy only when we pursue a transcendent purpose, something larger than ourselves. This involves a deeply meaningful relationship with God through a selfless preoccupation with the spiritual disciplines. The Lost Virtue of Happiness takes a fresh look at the spiritual disciplines, offering concrete examples of ways you can make them practical and life-transforming. Now, the title gives a good overview of what the book is about. Apparently, Moreland and Isler believe they've rediscovered important spiritual principles that have been lost. One of the spiritual disciplines the authors have recovered is outlined in a chapter titled, Gaining Happiness by Losing Your Life. Under the subheading, Two Friends, Solitude and Silence, the authors state the following. The disciplines of solitude and silence are absolutely fundamental to the Christian life, and they are naturally practiced in tandem. In solitude, we choose to be alone and to reflect on how we experience the facets of life, family, job, relationship with God, finances, and what they mean to us while in isolation. We unhook from companionship with others. We take ourselves physically and mentally out of our social, familial, and other human relationships. Now, this spiritual discipline that Moreland and Isler suggest will bring true happiness requires a quiet state of mind and sounds like a good thing to do if one is attempting to get closer to God. However, there are some concerns. Further in the chapter, the authors quote Henry Nouwen, a well-known Roman Catholic mystic in support of this spiritual discipline that's being recovered. Here's what Nouwen said. The man or woman who has developed this solitude of heart is no longer pulled apart by the most divergent stimuli of the surrounding world, but is able to perceive and understand this world from a quiet inner center. Now, this quiet inner center, Nouwen mentions, is suspect, especially in light of spiritual disciplines practiced by those involved in the Buddhist and Hindu faiths. Further, it seemed Nouwen's Roman Catholic mystical beliefs have strongly influenced the authors. Continuing to develop their idea of the importance of rediscovering the lost art of finding the quiet inner center, they write, I quote, "Go to a retreat center that has one of its purposes the provision of a place for individual sojourners. Try to find a center that has gardens, fountains, statues, and other forms of beautiful artwork. In our experience, Catholic retreat centers are usually ideal for solitude retreats. We also recommend that you bring photos of your loved ones and a picture of Jesus, or gaze at a statue of Jesus, or let some thought, feeling, or memory run through your mind over and over again." Well, I've searched the scriptures. Staring or gazing at a picture or a statue of Jesus or concentrating on a thought or feeling in order to establish a quiet inner center just isn't there.